you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Good to meet with you again on one of our exciting podcasts. So with me today, I have Samir Seran, who has a very unique experience, and I'll briefly explain it to you. So a few years ago, I started a program called Zinn Starter, which is a university program to help entrepreneurs become better capable of starting a business before they actually have to go into business. And so the purpose of Zinn Starter is a funding program to help them, if their project is accepted and is viable, is then we would provide some funding to help them start their business while they're still in school, and so they can learn how to do this before they actually have to get out into the real world. So Samir, I had the privilege of working with him at San Jose State University. He had this great idea. It's called ParkStash, and it's an interesting little company that IDEA had. I'll let Samir explain it to you. And then, of course, I'm going to ask him some questions about how Zinn Starter has helped him actually in preparing him to be able to run a company before he actually has to get out in the real world and do it. So, Samir, welcome. Happy to have you with us today on our program.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure to be here, and thanks a lot for inviting me.
Sure. Okay, so Samir, you were one of the ones that was accepted into the Zinn Starter program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that worked and how it's helped you in now your little business called ParkStash?
Sure. When we started ParkStash, and we were still very early, and that's when we got, you know, accepted in the Zinn Starter 2017 program at SJSU. And it really helped me develop the company from just an idea into a product and finally selling it to my earliest customers in SJSU. And the best part of Zinn Starter program was I got to meet with founders right from SJSU who were budding entrepreneurs like me. I got their advice on my product, on my business side. And I got to meet with Ray, you know, who gave me some really nice advice on how to think about the numbers side of the business, which I was not really sure about of what I'm doing. So it really helped me shape my ideas of how to take this business forward and finally launch it to a great launch that we have now in fall 2019 at SJSU.
Okay, before we jump into what your company is, ParkStash is, so how do you see Zinn Starter helping other universities? How do you see that helping students like yourself learn how to start and run a business before you actually have to do such?
You know, Ray, like I said, if I am a student, I'm a first-time entrepreneur right now. So I don't really know how I would get out into the world and face the challenges. And a program like Zinn Starter helps you realize what the challenges you will be facing as you grow your business from just a simple idea to like a huge business and to how to implement your vision to your real world and solve your real world problems with it. So I think for entrepreneurs like us, it is a really great program.
So what kind of problems did you run into when you started ParkStash?
So when we started ParkStash, one of the earliest problems we had was there were two problems. One was regarding the product and one was on the business side. And those were actually two minor pivots that I did and came to this point. The first was we started with an idea that we would have like sensors in parking garages so that people can get the count of the sensors and go in. And then when we really pitched, it didn't really happen to see it. It made me realize that this cannot be a viable business because there are so many people doing the same thing and ParkStash cannot really grow further out from SJSU. And then we pivoted to the concept of Airbnb of parking, which is getting more driveways and unused parking spaces and utilizing them to for drivers to find a space to park. And this whole transition, ZinStarter helped me a lot in realizing that this is what you should do. And the next point was, we were launching at event centers. And the problem with launching at event centers was you get revenue just once or twice a month. And for me, it was hard to realize that how to make a recurring revenue. And when I pitched to you, you were a lot into the numbers. And I realized that, hey, I need something that would generate recurring revenue for this company. And so I pivoted from not going to event centers, but launching right here at SJSU, because I know students would need a parking space every single day.
So the purpose of ParkStash is really to help these high density areas find parking in areas where there's limited parking. And so you come up with a unique concept of renting people's driveways or other parking areas and businesses and churches and so forth, so that you actually can provide additional parking for people who are in a high density area, even businesses who have limited parking and are growing quickly but don't want to move their company to another location just to get more space. So this concept is really to help companies and students and people who are living in high density areas to get parking for certain periods of time, usually 3 or 4 hours at least, as opposed just to for half hour, 15 minutes. So this is a parking idea for I guess somewhat long-term parking and in a high density area. Is that correct, Samir?
That's correct, Ray. And I would like to mention, like, when we launched this idea, it was just about getting driveways from the homeowners. But then we realized with ParkStash, there, I walked down, I saw these churches with empty parking lots that were just used on Sundays. I saw restaurants in downtown San Jose with empty parking lots, hotels and businesses. And a recent study shown was 30% of parking spaces in new apartment buildings are going unused. Imagine the impact. Would you want to build more living spaces, more parks and recreation areas, or would you want to build more parking garages? And you have to take into account that building one space in a multi-layered garage costs you around $34,000. So why would you spend millions if ParkStash can bring you parking spaces at $0 infrastructure cost? So we partnered up with First United Methodist Church, La Victoria Taqueria, Valley and Hotel in San Jose, and we have now all kinds of spaces that were just underutilized.
Well, that's great. I mean, I love the idea. And now your challenge is, how do you grow your business, or how do you monetize it so that it becomes a viable way to make a living? So you had to look at a lot of different issues. You had to look at cash flow. You had to look at how do you grow your business? How do you hire people? A number of other issues that face anybody that wants to start their own business. And so so let's go back really briefly here, Samir. What kind of challenges did you see as you started thinking about a business? So that our listeners can get an idea, your thought process as you had to come up with the solutions for problems that you faced.
The first problem that we faced was how to get our supply side up. We know this is a two-sided market. It's like a marketplace, just like Uber or Airbnb. I need to get the supply, which is the parking spaces, and then the demand to match it, because if the supply does not meet demand, then the supply goes away and we have a low retention rate. So one of these earliest challenges was how to build more supply as fast as possible. And that is how we did it, as I explained. With driveways, I used to knock on doors for 2 hours and I just used to get one space per driveway. But when I started calling up churches, restaurants, they now give me 22 spaces in just after 2 or 3 calls. So now I have an idea of how I could scale my host supply acquisition. The other unique challenge was landowners were asking, like, how do they know that the person leaving would leave at the correct time or not? And that is a problem with which a lot of landowners face, of how do they really make sure that the lot is enforced and no persons are overstaying in their spaces. And with Parkstash, we again started thinking critically of how to resolve this. And we
do you have to have parking officers that will go around and mark their tires or put a clamp on their tire or something if they overstay their parking? Just like if you're downtown and you run your meter out.
Yeah. So Ray, what we decided was if we bring in parking lot attendants, that would actually increase the costs, the operational cost of our business. So we made a simple software solution where with our app, we know that this car is still parked in that space and it's over time. So we flag that car, we automatically apply penalty and misuse fee, and we send a notification to the homeowner or the landowner that, hey, this car is still parked there. After 3 overstay warnings, we get that car towed away. And once you tow away the car, they would never do it again because the cost is so high, right?
So what kind of challenges do you think of a new business person is going to, a young person wants to start their own company. What kind of things do they have to be aware of from your experience?
I would say that really the first point that comes to mind is pure passion and perseverance. I mean, at this point, I have made so many pivots into my product, both on product and business side. And sometimes I felt like, hey, is this ever going to work? Is this ever going to become a big business or not? But if you keep going and you never lose your passion and perseverance, you are definitely going to achieve that goal one day. And that is what happened with us, Ray. In the last 4 days in fall launch at SJSU, we had 4,000 people signing up on our app, and 100% of the parking spaces near SJSU are completely sold out. I mean, we don't even have a single space left where you can go and book now.
Okay, but that shows you that your idea is a good one. But what kind of challenges did you said you had challenges in finding growing your revenue through finding more spaces to lease out? How about cash flow? I mean, how did you manage your cash?
Yeah, initially we were in a really negative cash flow. So I was just living on my credit cards and just spending all the marketing on my through my credit cards, and programs like ZinStarter helped a lot in, you know, just that early seed stage money that I could put help with. But as a bootstrapping entrepreneur, you find really scrappy ways of doing things, right? So instead of what we did with SJSU was we actually partnered up with the university itself. We found a way to convince them that Parkstash app can be a huge boon to the university. And what that did is university is now promoting our app all across the campus. So I was spending a lot of money on Facebook and Instagram. I didn't spend a single marketing dime here in our fall launch. And that helped me. That would always help me a lot because I'm not spending anything and I'm getting some revenue into my company now. So as a first-time entrepreneur, you have to really think, how can you keep bootstrapping your company? Mm-hmm. And especially in the initial times of negative cash flow, that's what a question I had also to you. That when nothing's really working out, how do you keep your company afloat and keep it going?
That's the challenge that all businesses face, is how to keep yourself afloat, whether you're a large multinational corporation or whether you're just a fellow like yourself, Samir, that just getting started in business. So it's always that need to manage your cash and make sure that your gazintas don't... are greater than your gazoutas, as they say. So you want to make sure your cash is king, and you watch how you spend your every penny that you have. And then of course pivoting. You know, you have to be able to pivot. When you start hitting one wall, you've got to be able to go around the wall or find another exit. And I think you did that with Parkstash when you decided to expand from just a simple maximizing a garage to looking for other parking spaces like churches and restaurants. So I like your thought about passion. Passion is really the driving force of all entrepreneurs. You have to have that desire to see yourself succeed. And then of course, you know, you have to have that ability to see beyond those obstacles. These obstacles don't become barriers. They just become little challenges that you have to overcome. And so seeing challenges and little obstacles as just opportunities to succeed as opposed to barriers, because some people look at obstacles as barriers and you know that you can't get around, but being able to pivot, being able to come up with better ideas to maximize your revenue is really, you know, the heart of a good entrepreneur. And of course you have to be risk averse. In other words, you can't say, oh man, I don't know if I can make my credit card payment, or I hope I can, you know, find another solution for my cash problem. Maybe, you know, going to the bank or whatever. You know, you gotta have that ability to not be afraid and not succumbing to that fear factor. And I'm glad you were able to go from Zen Starter to your little business now. So any other thoughts that you might have, Samir, for our listeners regarding, you're a young guy, you're in your 20s, and you've taken this little idea you had in college, and you've now managed to put a little business together. So what other thoughts do you have for our listeners?
I absolutely agree 100% with what you said earlier, Ray, about the whole being risk averse. Also, I think it's a very essential trait of an entrepreneur. And you know, if I was in a lot of credit card debt, and that itself put a lot of pressure on me to perform and give some results for my company. Otherwise, what would happen to me? And there was a little bit of fear, but there was that extreme pressure to go there and perform and get things done. And that is actually also something that motivated me to go out there and get those spaces anyhow, going one-on-one sales or doing anything I can. The other part I want to mention is the Silicon Valley culture of raising money. Initially, I was also attracted to it. Hey, let's go and raise money. But I believe after I've launched this business to this stage, that the perfect way to raise money is by selling your product. Yep. If you keep selling your product, you won't ever need to raise money. And exactly. That is what I aim to achieve here with Boxstash.
Well, you've learned well, Samir, and I think you can franchise this business. This thing could go, nationwide, maybe even worldwide. And so, you know, I hope that you're able to find
you're
a
absolutely
way.
Absolutely correct, Ray. And Pox, I would like to also mention that we started getting calls from Rhode Island, from Lake Tahoe in Klein Village, and from Notre Dame University. And we had people emailing us that, hey, we want to promote your product. Do you have a program like franchising or an affiliate program? So with Boxstash, I launched this affiliate program where if you go out and promote our product in any area, and if you get us more spaces and drivers, then you take 10% of profit on every booking. And that is how we are expanding to other locations. And I think that can be a great viable solution, like you said, franchising Boxstash to other areas.
Well, franchising is more though than just charging them or giving them a commission. It's also okay. Allowing them to set up a business. In other words, you can set up a company that just has franchising skills. In other words, you're going to help them set up Boxstash in some other high density area, whether it be like a Notre Dame or larger other Yale or whatever, because every school suffers from parking, especially during the critical school year. So I think you got a franchising opportunity here that you ought to look at. In any case, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Samir, and it's been a delight for me to work with you when you were at San Jose State University, and being a what we call a Zen Starter Fellow, it just makes me proud to know that we were able to help you get your little business going and learn how to run a business while you were still in school.
I think it was an honor for me to get into the Zen Startup program and, you know, get all your feedback that I would not have got by myself.
Well, listen, that's what Zen Startup is all about, is to really help young budding entrepreneurs learn how to run a business before they have to get out there and do it themselves. You know, unfortunately, 90% of all startups fail within the first 3 years, and we hope to change that by with Zen Starter. So, again, thanks, Samir. Appreciate you joining us today. How can they find more about Boxstash? Anyway, where can they go, Samir?
So we have our website is findparkstash.com, and it has all the information, including the link to our apps. Our app is available on App Store and Google Play Store. The name is Parkstash. And if you just search Airbnb of parking, we will be the first one to show up.
Okay. Oh, boy. That's really great. Parkstash is his. It's a new B&B, Airbnb, whatever it is. You know, it's going to be another great franchise, I think. All right, buddy. Thank you for joining us. And if you want to learn more about Samir's company, Parkstash, please go to his website, parkstash.com. And again, if you have any questions that you'd like discussed on Tough Things First, please send us an email on Tough Things First. If you want to learn more about ZenStar, you can look online on our website, Tough Things First. And please get my book, which is also called Tough Things First, at your famous retailer, book retailer, and also my new book, Zen of Zen, which is a good motivational book for you if you need to get pumped up in the morning before you head out the door. So thank you again, Samir, and please join us again in our next podcast.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.